here's the truth. As parents, we give our children instructions. We give them rules to follow. We will lay out for them commands to obey as they are growing young to develop into adolescence in our home, whether it be through the means of waking up in the morning, teaching them how to go about their morning routines of washing their face, brushing their teeth, choosing their clothing to wear, and giving them a structure, an order. But there's no wrong way to do some of those things. But the completion of the task in the mornings to make your bed before you leave the house, if there are morning chores and duties to complete them, to go to school, to behave at school, to obey those instructors and teachers while in school, and then to come home and to complete any remaining chores, taking the trash out, sweeping, the mopping of the floors, the completion of cleaning up the kitchen, the dishes, any laundry, assisting mother or father where you've been instructed, requested. This is a teaching. And what this is the first example, and is the first repetition of Torah. Much like mankind was given Torah, we give Torah, we give teachings, we give instructions to our children, in which we encourage them along the way how to complete those instructions and fulfill those things, the do's and the don'ts of the home. And when they're not complete, when they're not fulfilled, they're not met to the standard, there is chastisement, right? Sometimes we use the word punishment, but what we're attempting to do is not to kill our child or destroy our child, rather train our child up in the way he or she should go, so that when they are no longer under our instruction, no longer under the Torah, the laws of our home, that by training, when they become adults, when they have their own homes, when they begin to have their own children, they have been trained and they recognize for themselves not just our instructions of do's and don'ts, but from their experiences, they now can identify what is good, what is righteous, and what is not good, is unrighteous. And so they believe the word that was given. They believe and they live according to how they believe they are to respond to instruction. They move about, they accomplish, they complete and fulfill goals and plans and attain successes based on their belief and response. The belief, the response is to obey what you believe and to begin working towards the actions, the doing, the practicing, the performance, the repetition that leads to reward, healthy reward, righteousness. And so you and I, our children and our children's children, demonstrate living life according to a promise, one that is by the Spirit and responds to belief. So it's not hard if you truly believe and receive the word of Yah, as has already been recorded and delivered unto us. You can see the repetitious teaching, the repetitious preaching, the repetition through practice, right? The act of repetition, whether it you're familiar with it through sport or whether you're familiar with repetition through working on a job, employment, it's important that you become even more familiar and not lose sight of your first primary work is to believe. And it's in belief that you can find righteousness. Because to not have belief is sin. Just take a good look in the book of Romans. Read through Romans. Read Romans the 14th chapter. Through completion of that 14th chapter. I believe it's the very last verse in Romans the 14th chapter. It speaks about belief and unbelief being sin. And so, my friend, it is important that we are aware of first things first. That we must believe that He is. That He has come. And He will come. That He is with us. That He is in us. That what you are longing for, that's what you are desiring, at what you are hoping for, believe that's available to you. Believe that you shall seek and find. Believe that you can ask for it and receive. Believe that you can knock on the door and it will be open, and you'll find the power that is within. You'll find the wealth and the riches that is within. You'll find the confidence, you'll find the strength and the ability. But you must first believe. And once you believe, you'll begin to obey that which you hear internally that you can do. You'll begin to believe when you hear internally that which you should not do. And you'll move accordingly. You will do accordingly. Whether that doing is an act of restraint and restraining and not taking an action, or whether it is a doing by stepping up, stepping forward, and taking a specific action. Very simple formula, it's not complex, but there are many complexities that are all around. There are so many distractions, they're too numerous to count. The variables, the moving parts that come to throw you off course, to have you looking to the right and to the left, to have you looking up and down and all around your head, and the proverbial spinning, if you will. But I want to encourage you to keep your eyes forward. I want to encourage you to take your steps forward. I implore you to move forward and only halt when given the command. Forward march in believing. Forward march in the act and the demonstration of your obedience to what it is you believe. It doesn't have to be spoken and said through articulation, but your life, your actions, your being a doer will speak volumes. It can speak loudly. It'll send a rumbling through the atmosphere, because you're trampling out what it is you believe. And therein lies your work. Be encouraged, hold fast, and endure to the end, and receive your reward.